Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 26th of November. US President-elect Trump appears to have returned to government by social media. Last night, they posted that on the first day of taking office, US consumers would be hit with an aggressive sales tax on all goods from Mexico and Canada, charged at 25%, and an additional 10% tax on top of the current effective 10% tax rate on all goods from China. It is not clear if this tax on consumers of goods from China is to be added to the threat of raising effective tariffs to 60%. This threat counters the optimism that prevailed in markets yesterday when investors hoped that Treasury Secretary nominee Bessent might be a voice of moderation and lower taxes. These taxes do have an element of bargaining about them. They are linked to drugs and immigration, and so it is possible that a victory will be declared, whether or not anything has changed, and the taxes lifted fairly quickly. That does not stop disruption. There is only limited time to stockpile components and goods in advance of the taxes, if consumers are going to be hit on Inauguration Day. Highly integrated sectors, like the auto sector, are especially vulnerable. Auto parts fly backwards and forwards across the Mexico-US and the Canada-US border as part of a very integrated supply chain. US consumer prices will have to rise for at least some goods. As always, it's worth remembering that there's a big difference between the consumer price and the import price, and it is the import price that will be taxed here. An additional 10% tax on consumers of goods from China implies a 4% price increase in US stores for those goods. However, price increases will not be immediate. There will be some stockpiles, and supply chains may not pass through all of the tax to end consumers in sectors where it is possible to take some squeeze on profit margins in the hope that this is merely a temporary tax. However, the aggressiveness of these taxes does suggest that US consumers may have to expect a rising burden of other trade taxes in the coming months. Elsewhere, the US Conference Board's consumer confidence data will be distorted by partisan bias, as with any other survey. Because Republicans seem to be more emotional in their survey responses, the likely surge of Republican sentiment will probably overwhelm the collapse in Democrat sentiment, and the net effect will be a positive impulse to the sentiment reading. There's no economic value in any of this, of course. The Dallas Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Survey comment section did not disappoint in its partisanship yesterday. The UK's British Retail Consortium shop price measure showed ongoing price deflation in stores, falling by 0.6% in year-on-year terms. The data also suggests that the two-tier pricing structure in food prices is effectively over, and selective price discounting has now been replaced with more general price discounting. There are 7 ECB speaking events, which seems excessive by any reasonable standard, and the US Federal Reserve will be publishing the minutes of its last meeting, which will be of some interest to markets. How the Fed intends to deal with the inflation impact of the threatened tax increases will be an important point to look for. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.